Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T-Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G-Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G-Lou. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G-Lou Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music, bro. And I am your maestro for the evening. G-Lou. Yeah. We're going to have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me, G-Lou Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Was a party, not a Cadillac. Cause I'm driving to the app with the windows closed.
making me mean. I'm the leader of the dough, keeping you on the go. But I know I can't live without my radio. I'm the leader of the dough, keeping you on the go. And I know I can't live without my radio. Don't touch that dial, I'll be upset. Might go into a big rip off your neck. Cause the radio's thumping when I'm down the blade. I'm the Royal Chief Baraka LL Cool J. Let the big butt bounce from right to left. Cause it's an actual fact, this jam is death. Most definitely created by me. Going down in radio history. I'm good to go on your radio. And I'm cold getting paid cause Rick said so. Make the woofers wallop and your tweeters twitch. Knuckleheads might try to diss, but it's nothing. You're frontin', your girl am frontin', and my radio's loud enough to keep you frontin'. My name is Cool J, I'm from the Rock, circulating through your radio nonstop. I'm looking at the wires behind the cassette, and now I'm on the right, standing on the jet, wearing light blue Pumas, a whole lot of gold, and jams like these keep me in control. I'm the leader of the show, keeping you on the go, and I know I can't live without my radio. Your energy level starts to increase as my big beat is slowly released. I'm on the radio and at the jam. LL Cool J is who I am. I'ma make you dance, boogie down and rock. And the scratch and stage to my musical plot. And to expand my musical plan, cut creator, rock the beat with your hands.
Girl Candace, you're listening to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, take me to the West Side.
Westside Wednesday. It is November 3rd, 2021. Yes, it's November, people, already. November, you know what that means. But later for that. But I'm G Lou, your maestro for the evening. I'll be joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Queen Jean, in 1 second. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the crew. Follow the movement at BTP Media IG. 93.3 Tweed FMism. Tweed Cadillac Show every Thursday night after 6 Cruise Mix on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be there as well. Tune in tomorrow. Special guest, I believe. 7 o'clock p.m. 10 Eastern. Dee Dee Harrison, producer, author, publisher. Check her out. Follow her IG, Dee Dee Harrison. Also, StreetLevelClothing.com. You want the OG golf hats? Holler at my folks, man. StreetLevelClothing.com. Yeah. And the GLUShow.com. Go to the website. That's the official website for the GLU Show. The GLUShow.com. All one word. Got the apparel up there, the shirts, merchandise, all the shows, past, previous shows. We got a gang of hundreds of shows. So go check the archive. We got the music out there, too. Also, I know it's been a delay on the Oldies Roof Forever 2. We had some issues, some sample clearances. So a couple songs won't be on there. But still, you know, I just put it out because people waiting on it. So they'll make the next cut or we'll do something else. But it'll be out, but only less songs, though. But, you know, support it either way. Be out probably Friday. What else? Anything else? Something else I wanted to say. But I'll get back to it. But we got a special guest tonight. Very special guest. He's been on the show before, but he's coming back, and it's always a treat, man. Pleasure to have legends on the show. You know, so I'll let Queen tell you about that. But now let me bring my co-host, the legendary, beautiful, incomparable Miss Queen Dean is here. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, Chilu. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm blessed to be above the soil, so no complaints. As you stated, right, it's November, and we're already on the third day of November when the first was just here, it seemed like, a few days ago.
Right.
Yes. Our guest called me. I don't know if he's on, if he's in now or not, but he did just call me, and I told him how to get in. Do you see his number on the board?
Nah, he's not here yet. Not here yet.
So yeah, but anyway, we have legendary DJ Cut Creator coming on with us. Excited about having a conversation with him. He was just hanging out with LL Cool J and Jennifer Hudson and some other celebs. So we're going to talk about that and then see what he's doing now with his DJing. But dope DJ he is.
Right. Yes, sir. The legendary Cut Creator. Legend, man. Started off
Cut
with LL
Creator.
Cool J. And you know the history. He's with LL. LL is one of the greatest. So you know he's had a hell of a, you know, journey, you know. So, yes. Legendary Cut Creator will be here shortly. And that's what's going on. Anything else going on, Queen, you need to put out there to talk about before we, you know, before we bring Cut Creator on?
Well, I wanted to give a RIP to OG Red Rom, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Red, definitely. Yeah. Let me get this line because that's him calling on the other line. I'm going to hit you right back.
Okay. All right. Okay. But yeah, like she said, rest in peace to Rum, man. I really, that was somebody I wanted to mention too. I know I mentioned him Sunday, but definitely rest in peace to Red Rum. Red Rum was a special guy. Changed the game in 93 with the Banging on Wax, but he was just a hell of a artist, MC, person, always stood for what he believed in. And Rum, for me, he's special because he's one of the first guys when I started my platform years ago that gave, one of the first people that gave me an interview, you know, when I reached out to him. So, and then we kept in touch, and we did more interviews later, but he was one of the first ones to give me an interview, and that was special to me, man. So rest in peace to Rum. No, his health wasn't that good. He didn't die with no gangbanging shit or none of that, but his, you know, his health wasn't that great during the end. So rest in peace again to Red Rum. Something else I wanted to put out there too, I just cannot remember. Rest in peace to Snoop's mom. Anybody else out there who lost a loved one, man, rest in peace to you. But yeah, we got again, we got Cut Creator on tonight. Original DJ for LL Cool J, goes way back, you already know. So he's been on here before, but we're gonna just talk about some things we may have missed before. So he's coming up next. I think Queen's on the line with them now. We'll be right back. We'll take it back to some classic classic LL, and we'll be right back.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell, I excel. They all fail. Gonna cocktail double.
that's the perfect segue right there, because I believe we have DJ Cut Creator is here now with us, Queen Jean.
Yes.
Yo.
Go ahead and introduce, I guess, please. Good evening, sir.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
We're doing good.
We're doing great.
Man, I mean, I'm just, God is good.
Yes, God is.
Yes, he is. Won't he do it?
Yeah, all the time, baby.
He brought us back together again. Hey, how about that?
Right.
I know that's
a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yep.
And I know last time, Kirk Creator, last time we spoke, I know it was in the middle of like the pandemic thing. So how has it been for you since things have changed and kind of got back somewhat normal and things?
It's been awesome, man. It's been really great, man, because the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people don't know I had COVID. I had COVID last year and October and November, and it was rough for me personally. And thank God he pulled me through it. But, make a long story short, he pulled me through it. So now I'm learning, I'm being safe, but I'm not letting nothing hold me back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
Yeah, thank God you survived
that. When somebody's been through it. Right. That's what
right,
I say
right,
with somebody, because
right.
We know a lot of people now that have had it. Some didn't make it, you know. So for people we know that have been through it, like you said, lived through it, you're a testimony for that, you know, so you can speak about it, you know, like you do. So, you know, like you said, we're just thankful that you did make it through, man. And you're here now and you're safe and healthy. And another thing I know has changed, I just jump right to it, just now that you're part of that family, you know, I know LL inducted, but it's the same. You are too, you know, it's a family. And how does that feel, man? How did that feel, that experience and all that? To be
awesome.
Hall of Fame or be at the presentation.
Well, you know, it could have been different, but LL brought me, my man E-Love.
Right.
And don't get it twisted. Bobcat was invited too.
Bobcat
was hesitant on, you know, that's my brother, little brother, and he was invited too. It wasn't like he was, but the thing with Bob is he was, you know, he's scared. I don't want to say he's scared, but he was cautious about the COVID.
Being careful.
Situation.
Right.
Yeah, so he didn't
Okay.
You know,
okay,
Bob,
I got you.
Man, Bob, man, I wish he was with me. That's my little brother. I love that dude to death, man. So.
Shout out to Bobcat.
Yeah. I wish he was there, but he wasn't there. And
wow.
You know, that was because it wasn't that Ella didn't invite him. Ella invited him, his wife, the whole shebang. You know, but Bob was like just being cautious, you know. Yeah.
Right.
As he should have been. I mean, you still have to be cautious, you know.
Right on.
You just have to be cautious, because even with myself traveling, and I get a little scared. I get anxiety when I know that I'm getting ready to go through these airports, because everybody just not, you know. You just still have to be careful, no matter what. You just have to be careful.
Understood. Yes.
With
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I understand with Bobcat being cautious and with his family and everything. Can I ask you a question? Have you been vaccinated since you had COVID?
Yes, I have. I have.
Good.
I have Good. Been because I do so much. I didn't want to be. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to be. I want to wait a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. I want to wait, and I waited. And within the last month, I had got vaccinated. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I've seen all your videos and your pictures of you and LL, and I've seen you with Jennifer Hudson. That was a highlight, huh?
No, actually, that wasn't the highlight. The highlight was being back with LL. Be honest with you.
Yeah.
This was the first time I was on stage with LL in 11 years.
11 years.
Oh, wow.
11 years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it was 20-something years, me, Ella, and E-Love been on the stage together.
Right.
Wow.
So those were really hot situations
moments.
For us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate him, his staff, his family, his business staff. I appreciate all of them for bringing me and, you know,
wow, 11
know,
years.
Coming back. Yeah, yeah.
11 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Cut Creator, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, too. You said, I did hear you mention you could have been done better, a little bit better. So what did you feel, not even to get too much into it, like none of that, but I want to ask you personally, do you feel appreciated? Like, I know, again, this was LL's induction, but you guys are part of, it's the same. You know, do you feel some type of appreciation through that? Did you feel that in any type of way, being a part of the ceremony?
I'm happy as hell. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know him as LL. I know him as Todd. Todd.
Oh, okay.
Say, yo, you need to speak. Even though he really didn't speak a lot. And he gave me an opportunity to speak and say, yes, even if it was for 10 seconds. Whatever it was, I appreciate that so much, because the bottom line is now I go to my IG and really, and I saw everybody my speech. That's where I'm going.
Right.
To tell everybody my speech in detail. Like, hey, okay, I knew, thank you, LL, whatever, whatever. But I'm going to go and tell the truth how I really want. There's a bunch of people that I want to show love to, from LL to the whole LL staff through the years, to the crew that helped me out and started me. I was never the best DJ, but I was a good DJ. But I had the cats with me that built me. And that's who I want to show love to, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you were made, you were one of the first DJs probably, but for me personally, like besides Jam Master Jay. Jay was really like a part of Run DMC, but like it was always put like you guys were a group. You know what I mean? Even though that was LL, because Cut Creator was right there on most of the songs. You know what I mean? It was just you were infamous too, because they didn't see you much, but it was just Cut Creator was like infamous back in the day. You know, so again, that's just why I asked you, you know, did you feel appreciated and a part of everything? Because
to me,
it's a group, and you're in the Hall of Fame. I see it, you know, as well.
Well,
you know,
well, I want to say this.
And that's a beautiful thing. You were day
I
one, literally.
Jam Master Jay is the most underrated and greatest DJ of all time. And people, what are you talking about? Jam Master Jay helped me personally in my career. He's my GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say. You can talk about Flash. You can talk about Kid Capri. You can talk about Jazzy Jeff. Jam Master Jay is my GOAT. He didn't do the thing why I said, first of all, he wasn't the greatest scratcher. He wasn't the greatest this. He wasn't the greatest that. But he was the best all-around DJ I've ever experienced in my life. He did everything good, great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't flashy. Like Jazzy Jeff, he didn't do scratches. But when it comes down to it, and that's
he was,
where I...
Yeah, And he was infamous. He gave Run DMC the whole flavor, they swag or whatever you call it, the whole look, the whole.
Right, exactly.
I know that was all Jay.
That was all Jay. That was my idol.
Man.
I don't give a shit what nobody say. You can talk about Flash, Jazzy Jeff, Kid Capri, the Mount Rushmores, Jay. If I see the Mount Rushmores, it's Jay, 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 and Jay for me.
That's what's up.
And people can say whatever the hell they want to say. And I'm going to get a little emotional about it because I'm on dude, man. And, you know, he passed away 19 years ago today. I mean, 19 years ago.
It didn't seem like that long. Yeah. Wow.
Fuck what you say. I'm going to say it like this. That's the greatest DJ of all time. I don't give a fuck. If they don't like it, whoever, kiss my ass. Tell them I said it. And I'm not saying that disrespectfully on your show. But this is how
you're just giving him his respect.
He's the greatest DJ of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Rest in peace, Jam
Master
Jay.
When I was talking to my brother earlier, and I told him that you were coming on the show, and the first thing he said was that LL better recognize, because if it wasn't for you, and I said, "Oh, LL recognized because he brought him, brought him onto to the event," and then he brought up Jam Master Jay as well, and he was saying the same thing that you're saying about him as being the dopest DJ. My brother's very old school, so, just to
salute
Jam Master
Jay. Let me explain how people are.
Uh-huh.
They think flash, pizzazz, and all that, all the scratching, they think all that's cute. But when it comes to DJs, if you give me two records or give Jay two records, just two records, two basic records, with a rapper, a great rapper, or a good rapper, we can rock like we were in the park. A lot of DJs can't do that. I can rock with Run,
right.
DMC, LL, good rappers. You can go back and forth, Cash, Melly Mel. Yo, give me two beats, big beat, whatever. I can do that shit and make the motherfucker sound like $1 million.
Right.
How many DJs can make your MC sound like $1 million? LL, when I play with LL, I can rock beats with LL, and he'd be like, "Oh, shoot, throw that shit on. Slow it up." Boom. And we rock, A lot of cats don't understand this is where we come from. That's what I do. That's what Jay taught me. Jay taught me, you do this. Slow it up. Drop the beat on this one.
Right.
Jay told me how to slow stuff up when concerts. You understand what I'm saying? I was playing in front of 50,000 people before anybody. Me and Jay in 80.
Because LL was the biggest.
84, 85.
He went to DMC at some point. Yes.
Right. 85, 86, 87. Remember, we were doing concerts, major concerts. Ask any, what DJ right now can rock with an artist on some straight up turntable stuff? Just tell me. And if I miss somebody, I'm sorry. But, the old school way, how we can do it. There's nobody that can do it.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Did you ever get into, I don't know if you did or not, but post-DJ, into production, a lot of DJs are some of the greatest DJs become some of the greatest producers. Did you ever get into production heavy or no?
Yes, I did. But what discouraged me about it, I had a hot track. I remember one of the hottest tracks I ever produced. And I had a hot track, and I went to I'm not going to acknowledge the record label, but it was hot. It was hot. So I'm in the office with the dude, and the motherfucker's listening. He's bumping, he's jumping. Oh, that's that shit. Yeah, that. And he was bumping. But when it was all said and done, the dude told me this, and I'll never forget this. He said, "But it doesn't sound like XYZ." And motherfucker, it wasn't supposed to sound like XYZ. And that right there shut me down on producing. It shut me down. Because I'm not trying to be like this person or that person or that person. Yo, we're in our music, we can do all types of music. We can do whatever the fuck we want. But if that's why the business is the way it is, that's why you hear songs, they all sound the fucking same. Because we have no creativity.
Right.
And we should have creativity because we created all this shit. Am I going too hard with y'all with this?
No.
No, 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 no,
no.
Speak.
Good.
Speak.
You're good. Yes.
No, I'm keeping it 1,000.
Speak
bro.
On it. Speak so, on it. Speak on it.
We created a lot of shit. We created a lot of music. We created shit in country, rock, everything.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, when I got people telling me that this is not good because it doesn't sound like that, I don't want shit to sound like that. You know, and that's just where I'm at.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this. This is another thing I want to ask you when you were here last time. And you just spoke on, like, now how, unbeknownst to us, that, like, you and Elle were just together in since 11 years. So how was that, like you just spoke on in the 80s, mid-80s, late 80s, when you guys were on fire and everything was done? You guys were doing everything together, from the records to tours and then I'm sure it got to a point where things, like you said, he just, you know, moving on, didn't need to DJ as much, or things kind of split like that. How was that for you at that time to accept that, being that you were used to that so much?
Okay. It when, you know, he gave me a courtesy call, and he told me, hey, man, I want to try something different. I appreciate it. Whatever. That's business. It's good. But me personally, I know that I know LL Cool J like a back of my hand. There's nobody,
right.
I don't give a fuck with the artist, can rock with him better than I can. I'm not knocking
right.
nobody, but I'm just saying, I can look at him like 1, 2, 3. Let's. I throw a beat on it. He knows what to do. I can look at
right.
him that way. I know him that well. I've been with that cat since he was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
I know people come in and have ideas that this was old and, you know, divide, whatever it is, it might be. But the bottom line is, man, I don't care what nobody say. I learned from the best, my man Jam Master Jay, and I consider myself the best music director.
Exactly.
I'm the best music director
and there's
in
no,
the business.
To me, there's no... There's no LL without Cut Creator. So I'm saying when he does, it's
right.
at 11 years. So I'm sure he was touring some of those years. So when he goes out, who is his DJ?
His DJ right now is a guy by the name of Z-Trip.
Okay.
Z-Trip is, if you know him, he's good at, he was great at mashups and a lot of the, what do you call it? The festival.
No, he's not Cut Creator, though. So, okay, well, let me ask you this. Since you guys hooked back up at the Hall of Fame ceremony, future, are we in some talks and maybe reuniting on tour or doing some things together?
The funny part about that is I'm playing with him this Saturday. I'm actually playing with him.
Okay.
On the Tom Jones Fantastic Voice with my man Adam Blackstone and his band. We got a band. We're gonna throw it in there.
Okay.
Like I said.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
One thing about DJ Cut Creator, LL can have what, you know, he's a businessman, does whatever he wants. I'm not mad at him. I love him. That's my little brother. But I'm saying this
right.
too. Cut Creator, I'm a fucking beast. I
right.
play everybody. I'm a beast. I
right.
play with everybody. I do what I want to do. If you don't play, you know, if you don't think so, Google my parties. You know,
right.
I put myself against anybody. You know? So, I'm good. I mean, but my LL, that's my dude, man. That's my little brother. I love him to death, man. And he wants me, invited me to do the show with him on Tom Joyner. I'm going to do it.
Right. I think that's great. I think, you know, we can bring some, hopefully, you know, you guys can, you know, continue touring together, because I know a lot of tours are opening back up now, and I think you guys need to be together. It's only right.
Yeah.
But hey,
who
am I?
First of all, let me say this. And I'm gonna say this. I don't care what LL's or his people say. We never had a problem. That's the problem. We never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody suggested and brought somebody in, and that's cool. And I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? But when I get down with LL, if I get down with LL, yo, motherfuckers don't understand. It's going to be a different scenario. That's all I say.
Right. Right.
That's all I say. I've been with this dude since he was 12, 13 years old. I know how he gets down. I know what this smother. Mm-hmm. I've been with him so long, I know what he eats, what he doesn't like to eat. That's how long I've been with
right.
him. Right. You know? So,
I'm yeah, since he was a kid,
I'm
literally. 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Hey, Cut Creator, one more thing I want to ask you, me just a personal question off the record. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it to Queen. One of my favorite songs to this day, you know, with L, it, a lot of people mess with me for this, but this is one of my, the I Need Love, right? One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But the video was classic, man. You know, you were in that video as well. Tell us how that, not only the video, but just that time and that era and that time frame when, like, I Need Love, LL was the hottest thing in the world pretty much, and just the whole video, the rock star look, the whole, tell me about that just for me personally, because that's just one of my favorites as well, and the video is just legendary. You and Cat up there.
I Need Love, 1986, 87. Funny part, mm-hmm. we were on tour. We didn't even know nothing about videos. We didn't know shit about videos. So we left the
right.
tour. They flew us into New York. We did the first part. And we did the first part. I forgot the mm-hmm. because we got in about wee hours, maybe 2 in the morning. Got to the hotel. They had to be on set like 8. And we were just like, yo, we didn't know nothing about how to do a video, nothing. So we did
right.
that part on Tower Records. And if you saw the video, mm-hmm. me grabbing the girl.
I've seen you pull up
out,
the tower.
Yeah,
yeah,
me pulled the girl out of the thing, which was fucking really ridiculous because it was backwards. It should have been Tony Rome pulling the girl out. But never mind.
Did he know the
but,
the lady in the video, or did he just meet her that day at the shoot?
No, that was just, that's the way the videos went. And then we went to Atlantic
okay.
City. We had a great time in Atlantic City with all the ladies and stuff. But that's how
right.
it went. That's exactly how it went. It was awesome. Mm. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I had to ask that personally. That's one of my favorites, though, the video as well, too. That took LL to a whole other level. You know, like you said, with that video. And it kind of changed
mm-hmm.
the game as well for videos and songs.
Mm-hmm.
So people wasn't really doing that, what LL did. You know, a lot of people said I was soft and all that, but, you know, he changed the game with that.
First of all, let me tell you something, man. I'm going to say some real shit. I get pissed
mm-hmm.
off when people talk about, or like, prime example, they talk about the verses.
Right.
KRS against LL. LL, all he does is love songs. First of all, I'm going to tell you a real talk shit. Motherfuckers don't want to fuck with LL. I put my mother, they don't want to fuck with him on some real rap shit.
Right.
Yo, ask
right.
Cannabis. Melly,
yeah,
Kumo
yeah,
D. Ice T.
And you got my boy Ice T.
I get pissed off.
You got my boy Ice on that one. That's one of my favorites.
Huh?
I hate, you know, Ice Man, but he got Ice on that one. And that's one of my favorites, too. By L
yeah.
to the break of dawn,
right to the
yeah.
break of dawn. See, they, and I keep when people say this online, all it is your favorite, and that's fine. That's your favorite, but don't say KRS is gonna kill L. No, bro, don't get it
no.
twisted. Please don't get it twisted. Because
no.
to be honest with you, I watched the verses with LL.
Right.
With, who was it? Kane and KRS. Kane killed
yeah.
his ass. Killed him.
Yeah,
no
Kane,
question.
Kane.
And now, see, but people have their personal preferences. See, your personal preferences
yeah.
is not what is the realness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, people, you love KRS, but yo, Kane whooped.
Nah, Kane is that dude to me. I say the same shit. You know, I love KRS, but to me, Kane got him, and Kane is that dude to me. He always
Kane
was. You know what I mean? So yeah. Kane is my guy.
Kane was like a
sure.
show to me. I watched Kane like he was a
yeah.
show. KRS out of breath. I love KRS. And then I'm going to tell you another thing that fucked KRS up. When Kid Capri started rapping, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I just think the matchup wasn't right. I mean, KRS is a great... I knew when the matchup came, I had Kane already, you know, and I love KRS, but to me, that's I don't know, you know, we needed to see Kane and Rakim or something like that, you know what I mean? But
Kane and Rakim would be a better matchup.
Exactly.
For LL, I don't know.
I don't know too many that can go with L. I don't know too many that can go head to head with L.
People,
if you're going to come in L's era, there's not many.
People sleep on LL Cool J because the reason why they sleep on him because they don't like him. They don't like him. It's not about, because I'm telling you, LL Cool J.
LL had 3 decades.
LL Cool J kills motherfuckers. I promise to God, you don't put, I don't give a fuck, put Kumo D, Cannabis, all them, whoever, against him, I put my money on L. I've been with him since he was, this nigga's lethal. He's lethal. And I'm not saying that because I love Cass. I love everybody. Flash. I mean, Melly Mel. I love everybody. But if you want to test somebody, don't test that dude, man. I watched him. I was in there. And I'm telling you, LL Cool J is probably one of the most underrated person rappers ever.
Hey, Cut Creator, let me ask you this. When he came in the game, this is good because you made me think about this. When he came in the game, though, when he did early and just take everybody by storm, how he did when you already had Run DMC and all these people doing their thing, and LL just comes in and how he did, like a storm. Was there initial, and I know everyone was good, but was there initial hate towards L from even his peers and other people?
Absolutely.
Like Run DMC, not maybe them, but all those people?
I'm going to tell you 2 major situations.
Okay.
And some people call him one of the greatest MCs of all time. But he tried to intimidate L, and I'm like, yo, dog, I will whoop your fucking ass. I'll tell you who he
okay.
is. I'll tell you who he is. He tried to intimidate L. But dude,
that's the
same motherfucker. Now, I'm going to tell you 2 stories about him. And that's the same motherfucker that intimidated one of my old homies. I'm like, yo, and my homie told me not to fuck with him. And that's Melly Mel. And I don't respect Melly Mel. Tell me about him, give a fuck. Because Melly Mel, when he took Mikey D's belt after Mikey D whipped his ass, Mikey D told me not to intimidate. Because Melly Mel did a bitch-ass move, and Melly Mel has no props for me, ever. And tell him I said it.
Mm.
But when he fucked with L, I said, you don't want to do me, but I'll do you. And tell him I said it right now.
Right.
I don't give a fuck with his, whatever he say. And put this on.
No, I got you. We don't want those problems,
that.
Though, like that. But Cut Creator, back in the day, though, look, did people confuse you sometimes because you weren't always seen? We just heard Cut Creator and all that, but you were, like I just said, infamous kind of back in the day. You get mistaken for L's bodyguard sometimes instead of his DJ?
Right. I'm the nigga that whooped niggas ass for
L. He said, right.
And I still do that.
Did they mistake you
but
sometimes?
Mel, I'm telling you, Mel did some shit one night. I'll never forget
Mel.
This. We were in Philly. He said something. I said, Mel, you touch that motherfucker, even look at him, I'm going to whoop your ass. And Mel, wow. Me and Mel are still not, we talk, but we're not friends. We're not, I'm cordial with Mel, but dog, Ella, right. You're not going to do, you ain't going to do shit, Mel. And same with Mikey D, when he took his belt, remember, do you know that story?
I don't.
Boxing.
Do you know the story?
No, help! Nah, help me.
Yeah,
I think I do, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to speak on it.
Let me tell you the fucking story. In the rap battle, it was a rap battle. My man Mikey D from Laurelton bust Melly Mel's ass. Melly Mel won. Mikey D won. And then when they say the winner, Mikey D, Melly Mel took the belts. But the problem is, Mel, you didn't win. So I was getting ready to fight Mikey's my nigga from Lawton. I'm like, yo, oh wait, hold her fuck on, doc. You ain't gonna snatch it. Mikey's like, cool. Don't cut, it's all good. No, motherfucker. I'm getting ready to fucking crash this dude. And that was the same
Mel tried to bully the dude. Because Mel has some ties on him now. What Mel was trying
was
to bully the dude?
That was the same night. Okay. That my man, Daddy O for Seth Sonny, turned over the turntables. He got pissed on some other thing. If you Google that shit, this is hip-hop history, real hip-hop history.
It's online.
Like, dude, I'm not that dude, bro. Like, I'm not that dude in hip-hop. You can ask Red Alert. You can ask Chuck Chill Out. I'm not that dude. You know what? LL? Hey,
man, y'all leave cut alone,
man. That's my little brother. Huh?
Right. No. I was just talking shit. I said they need to leave you alone, bro.
I'm just saying about burning. No,
you're good. You're good. I'm talking shit. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just, I had a few beers, so I'm a little loose with
it. Nah, you good, man. You're good. I'm having a few now. Hey, Queen, you have any questions for Cut? Because I got so many. I know. Gonna let Queen get hers in. Queen Jean?
Yes.
Queen. Okay.
I'm here.
I was saying, did you have
Can
any questions?
Hear me?
I was saying, did you have any questions for Cut?
Well, I actually just wanted to ask him about Texas, because I see that you were doing a lot of DJing in Texas. I think it was basically in Austin, the Spinner's Bar and Grill. They must have really enjoyed your vibe when you were there, the way you were DJing. And also, being a DJ is the forefront. I mean, you got to be a good DJ. That's where the party starts, with a good DJ. And I say that from my own experience, being at a house party before, and the DJ was just trash. We just couldn't enjoy ourselves. I mean, I feel like when you have to constantly go to a DJ and say, can you play this song just so we can get the vibe going for ourselves? And I'm sure that you weren't that type of DJ. You knew what records to spin in order to get the crowd jumping.
Right.
And that's what you were doing at the Spinner's Bar and Grill, I assume, because I see that you had more gigs there when you was in Texas versus the other parts of Texas.
All right. So let me ask you, one thing about me, I was always a party DJ.
Uh-huh.
And actually in Spinners, I really didn't have a great time there. Because the reason why I say that is that area, Regents, they have their own style.
Okay.
And I wasn't with that style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I say that to say this, I always had a great time there, and I ripped it, But the thing is, I have to go back to reality, because the bottom line is, Austin had their own style. So I'm this is where I am, where I'm great at. Because I can play Austin, Louisiana, Dallas.
So what you mean when you say they have their own style? They want to hear they have their own type of music they want, or
what was the culture like? Was it more was it more blacks, whites? What was it like? What was the audience? You know, the vibe like in there, the crowd.
To be honest, you it was more about
yeah.
I guess how can I say it was more about.
It's something ain't right. Just leave. It's okay. It's okay.
No. The only, it's not. It's for me. It's not. Because I'm trying to understand where they were. You know, I would play all the Houston genre of music.
Right.
When I was there, it was more about the Houston style.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A little Flip, a little Kiki, a little
Yeah.
UGK, it was more about that. I couldn't play New York shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So people don't understand. Even when I go, like on Tom Jordan's cruise, it's actually interesting. It's the best chess move. It calls the bottom line. You have new people from everywhere. But you have great DJs. But the bottom line is these DJs don't know their regions.
Yes. I'm glad you said
that. You got New York
and
DJs, Atlanta
you have
DJs.
To be an all-around DJ can go anywhere and rock. Like you just
Absolutely.
Said, it's different. You got to be ready, but a good DJ can go anywhere and rock a party.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like you said,
right.
A real DJ.
Yeah.
I'm not saying real. All these, everybody's real. Don't get me wrong. But I
right.
know I'm the
but
best
you,
at this shit. So that's all I know. I'm the best at this shit.
Hey,
ask anybody.
Hey, I love it. We got them open tonight, man. It's a beautiful thing. DJ Cut Creator is here. People, anybody out there got any questions for Cut, you can press 1 and chime in. We got a lot of people listening in, so if you have any questions you want to ask or anything, chime in. I'm sure he won't mind answering. Cut Creator, what would you say in your personal opinion, because you witnessed the greatest years to me in hip-hop and all of that and been with one of the greatest artists ever. What were your best years in hip-hop for you? Not even just saying being on tour, rocking with L, because we know he was hot, but just period for you hip-hop-wise. What were your best years, you think, for hip-hop, or what were your favorite years of hip-hop?
86 and 87.
Okay.
That's when everybody appreciated hip-hop. White people, black people,
right.
It didn't matter. Everybody appreciated hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's like
right. We
made money. But
mm-hmm.
It was the global lead of the drug trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was hurtful, too. You know, I'm talking about 1967. You know, that's when
right. Shit
was crazy. You know, it was crazy. But it was the best times. For me, when you start playing with certain artists, Smokey Robinson and all that, it's different. And you have to change
mm-hmm.
lifestyle because it's like, wait a minute. I'm hanging on Farmers Boulevard, but I'm working in the studio with Smokey Robinson.
Mm.
You have to decide what the fuck are you going to do with your life.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
Hey, Cut, since you mentioned Farmers Boulevard, that was going to be my next question. How was it for you growing up in Queens and what did growing up, cause, I mean, certain places to me are kind of synonymous with hip-hop, and certain places just seem to breed. You know, hip-hop comes from all areas and states and cities, but you know, New York is where it started, obviously. And California, too, is where a lot of stars are made. But certain areas where hip-hop, like Queens, of course, Brooklyn, but Queens is a special place in hip-hop and has birthed a lot of stars and icons in hip-hop. What was it like for you just coming up in Queens? Were you already inspired, like you just said, seeing Smokey or whoever or hip hop before you coming up in Queens?
Okay, in my neighborhood, let me talk about my neighborhood for LL Cool J. My neighborhood had celebrities. The first celebrity I know was one of my good friends. He was a guy by the name of Larry B. Scott. I used to play basketball with this dude every day in 118th Park. Larry B. Scott, he was in a movie called, what was his first movie? His first movie was, I don't remember his first movie. But everybody knows his first movie. The other movie was Revenge of the Nerds, where he played LaTrell,
right.
Gay dude.
Right.
Larry B. Scott, my dude.
Lamar
LaTrell or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was my dude. I played basketball with him every day, and his brother, David, and all that. I played basketball with him every day. The second person was Miss Hines. And I say Miss Hines, her name is Teresa Merritt on TV. And she was the lady from That's My Mama.
Okay.
It was a big show back in the day.
Right. And then she was on What's Happening too, right?
Not What's Happening. No. Teresa Merritt was in the 70s. There's a show called That's My Mama.
That's My Mama. I remember the show, Yeah.
She was so fucking cool that she would do her show and take the bus home. She would take the bus home like a normal lady. Hey, and we used to call her Miss Hines. Her name was Miss Hines. She would take the bus home like a normal. And her show would be on Wednesday nights. So those were the two biggest celebrities that I knew. And then my father, of course, after that. Those were my people. You know, those were my people.
Right. But who as far as hip hop inspired you coming up in Queens? And I know you even mentioned Jay. Was Jay one of your people you looked up to already? And how far were your areas that you grew up in from? I know Hollis from Farmers and all that. How a part of those areas?
Okay, JMSJ, my biggest idol. After JMSJ, DJ Hollywood.
Okay.
DJ Hollywood is the godfather of DJs.
Mm-hmm.
After that, also, Divine from Infinity Machine.
Okay.
Those are my idols.
Okay. Definitely shout out to Jay. Was Jay, let me ask you this, even before Run DMC made it big, was Jay already like a DJ doing his thing that you looked up to already?
No, I didn't. But I loved his attitude. I loved his style. I loved the way he was aggressive. That's what I loved about him.
Right, okay. All right. DJ Cut Creator, what do you have? So what's going on with Cut now? You just doing your DJ thing? You have any other things in the works that you're working on?
Well, right now I'm doing a DJ's World. I'm also doing stuff with LL right now. I'm just kind of playing chess. Right now, I'm just playing chess.
Right. Okay. As long as you're happy, hey, you know, and it sounds like you are. Go ahead, Queen.
Yes, I'm deep.
I was just going to ask you, what advice would you give an aspiring DJ? Any good tips, what to look out for, what not to do, how to be successful in the field?
Well, as a DJ, in certain areas, I don't know what area that DJ might be or one DJ might be. What are they doing? Are they doing show, being a show DJ, club DJ, this DJ, or that DJ? I don't know.
Well, what if it was being a club DJ?
A club DJ, okay. Study your music. Study your fucking music. Learn your music. Know how to play your music. Because the bottom line is, DJs, it's funny how everybody thinks they can DJ, but no, you gotta learn how to play, you know, to play the shit. You know, play it. You know how, you gotta know how to play the music.
So what, like, when you're DJing, you're looking at how the crowd is vibing, and then you know which next cut to play. You know how to keep it going, correct? Just from the way the crowd is moving on the floor.
I read my crowd.
Yeah.
My party's quick. Whatever song is playing and they're rocking, I know how to rock it with them.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's my kind of DJ.
Hey, Cut.
So.
Yeah.
Cut. Let me ask them this, Queen. I just want to kind of piggyback off of what you were talking about with the DJ thing. Since DJing, even like the question she asked you was maybe even harder because I know DJs now are different from DJing when you came up, obviously. But do you think, I mean, how DJing and music period has transitioned and changed more digitally, do you appreciate more how it is now? That because you can have more access with less baggage and all that to music and stuff, you can play numerous songs opposed to maybe how it was before with your crates and your turntables, you know, opposed to kind of how now it is now with more computerized and laptops. And how do you like that transition? Have you adapted to that? Do you like it, or do you like the old school way better?
I like the old school way better because the bottom line, new school ways.
Right.
My thing is, if I'm playing a club, I know how to, my mindset knows what to play. I'm a way ahead of you. Today's shit is all, people are like, do I play this? Do I play this? See, the problem with DJing, you have to know the music.
Right.
It's more before. Your computer. I know. I know half the time. These motherfuckers. This is what I'm playing for them. Even beforehand, but people don't understand that. Man. I don't even need to look at my computer.
Okay.
No, I don't need to look at my computer.
The crowd. Can you go in and just look at?
I know music. I don't need to look at my fucking songs. I know how to play songs.
Right.
If I DJ.
Right. But how about, I know we had you way more than expected. Let me ask you this, the pros and cons of that old school, new school, like you said, as far as a computer, but maybe the pros of having a computer is that you could have endless music, or does that matter? Like you just said, that doesn't really matter. It's about what you play and how you play it, opposed to how many the library of music you have, right?
My problem is I rock parties.
Right.
I don't do social media. I don't do shit. I like rock parties. If a motherfucker wants to hear Cheryl Lynn encore and they want to hear, you know, I don't need to.
Right.
I know it. Mentally, I know my music. But if I have to play 20 songs in a box, I don't need to play.
Right.
Because I know how to play song. I know how to play feel good music. I want people to dance and have a good time.
Right.
One more thing on the DJ thing, and I know you got to go. How do you, like you just said, you can get gigs that you may not maybe even like. You know, I didn't really enjoy it, but it's work and it's a job. How do you differentiate? Do you get to a point where sometimes you don't like to do, like, I'm sure you appreciate, like you just said, the Tom Joyner cruise. You're going to, I'm sure, enjoy that. But when you get different crowds in different places or whatever you go to, like you said, the vibe is different. It makes it uncomfortable. How do you you just deal with it, or do you get to a point where you choose gigs, or you just it's all work or what? Because, I mean, stuff, like you said, I'm sure you enjoy it more. Go ahead.
Nah, the problem is I know what the fuck I need to do. I never accept a gig that I'm lost at. Dude,
right.
If I play Calypso all night or Soca, or I know what I'm into. Dude, I know how to do everything. That's my knowledge.
Okay.
Because I love music. I know that my knowledge. So people can say whatever they want, but I know how to fucking rock top parties. Regardless who you are. If you want me to play soca or Spanish music, whatever, watch me. I'll rock that shit too.
Right.
So
that's right.
I'm good.
That's a real DJ.
Go to a Western club, play Western music. Go to a reggae club, play reggae music.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't worry about that's the least of my worries. Because first of all, I would know beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm good.
All right. Okay.
All right, sir. Well, I know you got to go, so thank you for joining us. You know, the time you gave us, we really appreciate you, man. And thank you for joining, coming back on the show again. It's always love, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you coming on short notice, but you accepted, so I'm humble for that. You take care of yourself. Continue to stay safe, and blessings to your prosperity. Have a ball with the Tom Joyner, with LL. Rock the house. Yeah. Have a ball
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll put up pictures and videos or whatever. I'm definitely going to be on the lookout for that. And just let the people know how they can follow you on your platforms.
Yeah,
and we need a drop, Cut Creator.
DJ Kirk Reader 111 on Gmail. DJ Kirk Reader 0 Facebook, and whatever.
Okay.
And I need to drop for the Zulu show. Cut.
What you say?
I need a drop for the Zulu show, please, sir.
Once again, it's the world famous DJ Cut Creator. We're doing this for my man, my homegirl, the G Lou Show. Right now, DJ Cut Creator. Peace and blessings.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Hey.
Always love.
Enjoy your evening.
Always love.
Toast up another beer for me tonight.
Hiya. Just thanks.
All right, man. Peace and love, bro.
Right.
Peace.
Thanks again.
DJ Cut Creator, y'all. All right. Peace and love. Hey, man, it's Westside Wednesday. It's another legendary interview. DJ Cut Creator back for the second time. Original LL Cool J DJ from day one. Just inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the whole crew over there, and thank you for joining us. Shout out to Queen Jean, my co-host. Made it happen. And shout out again to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac tomorrow night. It's going down. I don't know if we got a guest tomorrow, but I know the homeboy Gorgeous Dre is coming back to the show, and you know what that's going to be about. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. I'll be there with the homie as well. So just make sure you do that. Queen Jean, what's happening?
Shout out to DD Harrison too. I'm sorry, DD Harrison, Street Level Clothing, and the GLUShow.com, and Elia Delgado, our top model. I just had to give a shout out to all our sponsors. Go ahead, Queen.
I like that, Elia Delgado, our top model. The top model, yes. Give out a few announcements because I wasn't able to do it on Sunday, but catch Big Hank at St. Luke's Holy Baptist Church because he is still giving out free food, free food, and that's located at 140 West 34th Street and Long Beach Boulevard. In Long Beach, California, I'm sorry, and as you stated, Tweed Cadillac. Also, Cynthia Nunn, S&N Angels, give out food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Saturday at 12 noon. You know, the holidays are coming up, so don't be ashamed. If you know anybody who's in need of groceries, send them over to that location at S&N Angels, Cynthia Nunn, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, and also Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo. He's always looking for clothes and food for the homeless. You can contact him on IG under Luther Jr. Keith and also on Facebook. If you have any donations and know if anybody who wants to donate food and clothes, he does that for the homeless on Skid Row. It's getting very cold out here. The winter is approaching, and these people are hungry out there, so he accepts hot meals, perishable items, and clothing. So make contact with him on that. And also, Shado Pastry.
He's going on the road, too. He's going on the road, too, Queen.
Yeah, who, Luther?
Hank Norman, too.
Hank Norman.
With the comedy tour.
I just threw that in there.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, he does. It's okay. And also, Shado, you can catch her on IG. She has some specials going up now for bakeries, pies, cobblers, cakes, cupcakes. She can do custom-made cakes for you. You can catch her on IG under Shado. That's C-H-E-Y apostrophe D-O-U-G-H. So catch her on there to get your pastries. And if you have any events coming up and you want face painting, Paint a Face LA for all occasions, you can contact her at paintafacela.com and also the same on IG. So check her out as well. And that's basically it for
that part
this evening. Yeah.
And Queen, and I wanted to mention this. I forgot earlier to mention this. Rest in peace to the legendary Ronnie Wilson from the Gap Band. That's another one. Rest in peace to him. Forgot to mention that.
Life Jennings and Chrisette Michelle and After Seven is in concert as well. But that's not until December. But we got Keith Sweat coming in concert Friday.
Okay.
At the YouTube Theater at 1011 Stadium Drive in Inglewood. So that's Keith Sweat. He's going to be in concert. So check him out. He's going to be there with Silk, and it's another artist as well, but I know it's Keith Sweat and Silk for sure. So that's in Inglewood. So catch him as well. So I have more announcements on Sunday with other things coming up, events. But yeah, that was a great launch.
All right, there it is. Tune in Sunday. Catch some more of them announcements. Ronnie Wilson. I don't know what the situation, but shout out to Ronnie Wilson, legendary artist from the Gap Band. Of course, Charlie's brother, gave us great memories, music, history, and may he rest in heaven and paradise and all of that. We're just losing a lot of people, so we just have to remember things and just make sure we give them respect. The respect that they are due. That's why even like tonight, Cut Creator, glad we had him and we could talk about everything. And just like I asked him about, did he feel appreciated and everything, even with the Hall of Fame induction, that's LL. He is a part of that, So, I'm glad we've been able to have him here. And again, to give another interview because we're losing so many people. You never know. So just great to have people here, give them their flowers and let them know they're appreciated. So I'm glad we were able to do that. So, much love again to Cut Creator. And with that being said, we're going to just play some classic, legendary LL Cool J, man, for the rest of the show. We'll check back in with you guys here and there, but we're going to play some legendary LL. I'm sure you'll even like some of this stuff, Queen. So let me get into it like this right here.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. Okay.
Earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy jams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your biking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss are shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere.
Hey, special shout out to Miss Tanine Johnson in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to the POJ show. Shout out to Miss Lori Ray. Shout out to Miss Tamika Romero and Pico Rivera.
You are now tuned in to the G Lou Show with Miss Queen Jean and G Lou. Make sure y'all stay tapped in. Let's go.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and body built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina. Grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called her on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her. Laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Laying like a king on sheets of satin. That's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie. But Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness. With the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek. But in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in. And said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Tina got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you.
Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Tina got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie. Ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep. The system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing. Girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep. She's only 17, but yo don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired. Let's go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got the sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt.
Hey, hey, LL was wrong for that verse right there. I just kind of listened to that. Hey, check this out. This Friday, we got the return of the legendary Mr. DJ Square Alice.
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G Lou Show. I appreciate you.
Hey, check this out. Tweet Cadillac.
Problems will be solved.
To the break of dawn.
everybody knows.
To the break of dawn.
When it comes to a situation
to the
like
break
this.
Of dawn. To the break of dawn. Respect.
And
to
I can't break
this. To the break of dawn.
To the break of dawn. You know what I'm saying?
To the break of dawn.
DJ style.
To the break of dawn.
This ain't on the pot tip, check it
break
out. What is a panther? An animal that kills. I'm like a shark with blood coming out the gills. You can never in your wildest dreams get a piece of this gangsta lean straight for Queens. Strong as liquor that be seen in a limousine. Now you're getting done without Vaseline. Wouldn't bite because your rhymes are puppet chow. Made another million, so competitors bow. Homeboy, hold on, my rhymes are so strong. Nothing could go wrong, so why do you prolong? Songs that ain't strong, brother, you're dead wrong. And got the nerd to have them Star Trek shit. You can't handle the whole weight. Skin needs lotion, teeth need Colgate. Wise up, you little burnt up french fry. I'm that type of guy. And I plant, you know, just like a sumo. Put them in pampers, leave my drawers in the pamper. When I'm through, you need a brand new identity. I was scooping girls before you lost your virginity. Your jam is just a dreaming MC scheme. Getting crushed by LL Fiend. Something like Shaft, put you in a cast. Both your little blood clot boy, you must not know. The rest I keep the MC. I beat sweep, play sheep and freak with a sheet, you need technique. Get rid of that yuck mouth smile, cause brother, you ain't got no style. Keep on.
To the break of dawn. To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Hey, yo, that's kind of funny, but check this out here.
To the break of dawn.
Yeah. Immaculate styles are used to abuse and see, so light the fuse and spread the news. You lose to the damager, microphone manager, coat crush and bruise and bandage your amateur. That amateur swinging a hammer from a body bag. So run and get your camera. Get a flick of the stiff that shot to get swift, but I'm the wrong brother to dance with. Cause I don't need a partner to swing. Keep your eyes on the Cool J ring. Shooting the gift, but you just don't shoot it right. You couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Wouldn't throw a rock in a ghost town. So don't try to play post clown. You know the LL's back in town and all the wannabe sheriffs is getting shot down. Give me that microphone. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. Stop dancing, get your walking. Shut your old mouth and young folks are talking. Your little snake in the grass. You swing a hammer but you couldn't break a glass. Give me a lighter. Now you're cut loose from that Jerry Curl juice. Cool J is back on the map. And when I see you, I'ma give you a slap. That's right, a little kick for that crap. Cause my old gym teacher ain't supposed to rap. Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
To
the break of dawn.
I said keep on.
To the break of dawn.
You stand beside me, a cool, a freeze ICE on your trail, and I'ma cut that ponytail. You're disobedient with the wrong ingredients, but I'ma drink you down over the rocks while a freak on your album cover jocks. You're gonna hear real ill paragraphs soon. I took the cover right home to the bathroom. And the immortal words of LL hard as hell. Your Broadway as well. She's the reason that your record sold a few copies. But your rhymes are sloppy like Oscar, and you're bound to get dropped and shot. I ain't Murray the cop, nor am I Felix, but I got a bag of tricks. Mr. Pusher Man, give me a fix so I can show you I'm immune to them romper room tunes. You little hip-hop raccoon, I'm not Scarface, but I want more beef. Before you rap, you was a downtown car thief, working in a parking lot. A brother with a perm deserves to get burned. So tell me how you like your cold cream, on a cone, in a bowl, or in a wet dream. With your TV on channel fuzz, Uncle L, got so much damage he does. Here's $5, catch a taxi cab. Take your rhymes around the corner to the rap rehab. Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Yeah.
To the break of dawn.
I said keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Just wanna fuck it up a little bit. My man B-Rock is walking in the crib, you know what I'm saying?
To the break of dawn.
Over here at my mall house, just cooling out. My man Clash in the house.
To the break of dawn.
Sipping on this bottle, DJ. Premium peach flavor, one and two. Lounging back.
To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
Hey, that right, that cut right there, to the break of dawn, LL, man. Hey, man, hey, that's what Cut Creator was talking about. That dude, LL, was serious, man. Like I said, I love Ice-T, but he, oh, my God. Man, he got a hammer. He got a Kumo D. LL was a beast on the bar. So, respect, L. That was one of my favorite diss songs, though. If you know, if you peeped in there, people's favorite diss song is No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Ice Cube sampled a part of this song in his verse. So this is one of my favorite diss songs. But shout out to LL Cool J. legendary right there, legendary. So just some history, people. Okay, let me get back to it like this right here. LL Cool J, do you remember this one?
cooking with shake and bake. I leave all the preaching to Reverend Flake. How much money can one black man make? I'm what's known as the true dynamiter. I write rhymes fast without a typewriter. Go with the flow, but no, I'm not a biter. Can't compare cockroach and a spider. Hell, you might as well get a glass of punch, cause you're biting my lyrics like a Nestle Crunch, huh? And biting my rhymes ain't slick. I got your gold teeth marks all over my dick. Complications and aggravation and unnecessary sation. I'm like Sun Kiss, good vibrations. Your album sounds like a compilation. Cool out, grab a seat and listen, cause I'ma start dismissing sucker MCs who's out there frontin', talking all that yang. Yo, you smoking something. Should've treated me royal. Yo, you wasn't loyal. Now it's all about chaos and turmoil. Give me that microphone, I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me what you do when you're cooling out?
So check this out. Now when I'm cooling out, no time for a granny. Just a fly girl in t-shirt and panties.
Can I loud screw?
Man, can he? I tell you what, give up the fanny. Cause on a bedroom tune, Jay Swift. Not too big, but nothing to play with. In addition, you're on a mission. You need to audition for another position. Doing damage is a crude tradition. Name your next album Intermission. You're full of preservatives. Plus, you're too conservative. I'm full of flair, savoir faire, debonair. There's no competition for this here. So don't waste your time and breath. I'm giving you all a big F. MCs are enveloped. As the song goes on, the rhyme develops. I'm Asiatic, acrobatic, charismatic. You don't want no static. Anyway, I ain't having it. Wanna see the microphone? I'm grabbing it. Plug it in and take charge. LLXL, extra large. You know what I'm saying?
Hello? Hello, what's up, girl? How you doing, girl? I've been trying to call you all day. Word up, I was talking to LL. He was kicking some old heist up rhymes to me. Word, I spoke to him today, too. Them rhymes was something. Well, not to cut you short, but I got to go because my man is here. All right.
Boys, and I dare any critic to call it noise.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
I love you.
Hey, I love it, man. I love it. That's my favorite song. I don't give a what they say. They be like, that's it was soft. That's my favorite song by LL Cool J, and he got many I love. LL is one of my favorite artists all time. Way before, I mean, LL was that dude, like Cut Creator says. So, but that's one of my favorite songs. If you know me, you know I remixed it and all that. I Need Love. It's just, that's a beautiful song for the ladies, and I don't know. I'm just me. But with that being said, I want to end it with that. We got a couple minutes left. I want to bring the lovely, beautiful, incomparable Miss Queen Jean back to the show so she can give you some insight and some enlightenment.
You just keep on being solid. Just keep on being you, G. Lou. That's what you do.
Show you right.
We don't give a F. You know?
Show you right.
I just seen that DJ Quick is going to be doing some concert at the Vermont Hollywood Friday, December the 17th. Okay.
Yeah,
back
Christmas,
to the stage.
I've seen that. Right, hold on. The 7th or the 17th? Hold on. What?
The 17th. The 17th. Friday,
oh,
the 17th.
Shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I ain't even going to say nothing.
It's
going to
be
but...
next month.
Oh my God! Cause I'm gonna be there
Very
that weekend, Queen. I ain't gonna. That might be. My okay. The 17th, DJ Quick, Vermont, Hollywood. Is that what you said? Okay. All right.
December
just making sure. Shout out to DJ Quick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's called the what is he calling it? Merry Quickmas. You know,
okay.
DJ Quick's gonna get into what's his dude's name.
Uh-oh.
Beef dude from the TV something.
Oh.
DJ Quick said he's going to sue him.
Keefy D. Keefy D need to sit his ass down somewhere, man. Yeah, that's the biggest.
Like,
Quick
okay.
don't even need to entertain him. That dude ain't talking about shit.
He said he's going
to
sue
him. But yeah,
I
seen
ass,
that though.
So.
I did see that. Yeah, uh-huh. He ain't got nothing to sue for.
Yeah, he just want to shut him up. I guess he really be running his mouth.
I never heard
of him, but.
Yeah, he runs.
Yeah,
that's the
so
dude.
That's
well, I ain't even getting all that over here. But I'll talk to you offline. But that's the dude. Suppose that him.
Yeah.
That's Orlando's uncle. Killed Tupac, all that. But we're not going to talk about that here.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
talk about
yeah,
that
yeah.
offline. But, yeah. But
there's a lot of stuff going
shout out to DJ
yeah.
Quick. Shout out to Cut Creator, LL Cool J. And our guest for tonight had a beautiful show, Queen. It was lovely.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. So, you know, I'll leave it at that. Anything you want to leave the people with, Queen?
Yeah. Live your truth. Stay solid. Peace and love. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to our show on Friday with Squareopolis. Another.
Squareopolis.
Me
too.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, another great DJ. So, but with that being said, pray for my family as I pray for yours. Pray for the homeless. And everybody just stay solid. One love.
That part.
That's all I
that
can
That part.
Put out
One
there.
Love, two love, three mm-hmm. love. We love y'all, man. You already know that. It's the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesday, the world famous. Catch me tomorrow night with Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 FMism. And we'll be back this Friday. Flashback Fridays with Squareopolis, you dig? And then we'll be back Sundays for OG Sundays with G Hank, Flossie B, Queen Jean. Next weekend we'll be off because I'm going to be in Vegas celebrating my early birthday. But tune in this weekend. We'll be back, and we love y'all. Shout out to the sponsors again, everyone, and check us out in the after hours. You know what we do. I love y'all, man. Peace and love. Queen Jean, love you.
Love you, too.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray. And ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day. And I hope that you hear me. In my heart I mean well, But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two. Amen.
I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and the fly cause is sitting on the north steering wheel, plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving like the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette and push play. Cali, 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 yeah, y'all, I don't think so.
Competition. You only knew her 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, you drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of her eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it. I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. With a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams. Tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Kissing on your thighs under moonlight. Searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day, could it be simple dreams to turn into reality? Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. Put your man, get his hustle on, got your type scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. That seems to be enough to satisfy your needs. But there's a deeper level if you follow I lead. Hey, love.
I'm
at the mall, standing at the payphone about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands, we talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor, I kissed you softly and you yearned for more. We experienced pleasure unparalleled, into an ocean of love we both fell, swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss, fantasies is changing with each kiss, undying passion unites our souls, together we swim until the point of no control, but it's a fantasy, it won't come true, we never even spoke and your man sway love you, so I'ma keep all these feelings inside, keep my dreams alive until the right time.